Alright, well, I don't know how many can hear my voice. Looks like there's some that's having some issues. It has been quite a long time, because if you look at my name, you can see the little green thing around my name, so I am transmitting. I just did a mic test. According to the score, I'm doing fine, so there may be some issues that we might have to join up a little later, and y'all have to work on some PC settings, because again, I know I'm on a new machine. I believe Lisa's on a new machine, so a few of y'all are hearing, hearing me. If you're hearing me, type in the room, let me know that you're hearing me. You know, I wish I could tell you, but that's when I just have to sit here and have to play with settings, because quite frankly, it's been a year almost that we actually did a live sermon here on Discord. You know, I've taken a pastorship job and up in Red Bluff, Louisiana, where I was at, which is about an hour and a half away, so I kind of took some of my duties away from this room, so I couldn't put a lot of time in doing sermons, which I try to do every now and then, but with many other things. So, you know, basically, we're working on Thursday nights and Saturday mornings, so a lot was going on. So here we are once again. You know, we got new people joining us. Judy, Sarah, it's good to see you. Distance, it's good to see you. You know, again, it's wonderful to see people joining the room again, because quite frankly, you know, prior, I think for some time late last year, it was almost looking to the point we was going to shut this down, because really, no one was joining the chat. Really, it's just like me and Lisa and a few others, you know. You know, it was just a few of us here, and it was just kind of getting to the point where it was costing money to run this. And it does cost money to run this, believe it or not. You know, Discord is free. But the website that I actually still have for us, the link to the site, which costs around $350 a year to keep running, plus I got some other programs, which I'm still paying for, cost me around $275 to almost $300 a year for that. So, you know, we're looking at spending $600-something a year just for that. That's why I was thinking about shutting it down, because, you know, getting only one or two people, but somebody kindly paid for the website renewal, and I still pay for some security bots here in this thing, too. So, I feel sorry for, you know, Lisa. She's having some problems, so maybe we should have kind of did a test, you know, a couple of days ago to get this thing worked out. So, I'm sorry for that, you know. But, you know, here we are again. I was led to this message because I got many messages I have written since the last time we done this. I do record this. You know, I hadn't had my mud bugs this year yet, brother. I'm sorry, you know, my wife does not like to eat crawfish. I've been wanting to get it, but, you know, she don't like to eat it. So, you know, unfortunately, she's a shrimp lady. I'm a crawfish guy, you know, so... I hadn't had none this year. You know, I'm thinking about I might go buy some just to get a couple pounds just to have something to eat. But anyway, I do have a lot of messages because as I've taken over a pastorship job in church, but, you know, I wish we could have done this earlier. So many people having technical difficulties, but, you know, but anyway, folks, you know, I'm going with this because, you know, that's why I say, you know, usually I get everybody to try to join early to work out the technical difficulties because, again, this is all different. It might be all kinds of stuff going on with the PCs, you know. So I want to ask you the question, and those of you can hear. Wouldn't life be much easier if Jesus was sitting on your couch or sitting on a chair next to you or the stool or whatever? Wouldn't it be much easier if Jesus was sitting to you? And then while you go to the kitchen, you get a fresh cup of coffee. And then you come back, and while you're talking to Jesus, Jesus is sitting there listening to you. Wouldn't that be much easier if that was to happen? Well, in reality, my friends, Jesus does listen to us. He's always listening to us. So don't ever feel alone that he is not listening to you. He's always there and always will be. But while you're talking to Jesus, wouldn't, like I said, it be very convenient? Would it be nice if he was here with you face to face? Then Jesus can give you an advice on how to deal with this or how to deal with that. Wouldn't we all want that? And then he says, of course, you know what? I'll help you. Wouldn't that be so easy for us? Would you agree with that? I mean, if Jesus was right here and he said, yes, I'll give you advice, of course I'll help you. Man, would that be easy for us? We was talking a little bit about that this morning. You know, sometimes, you know, in our walk with the Lord, it's difficult. It's hard. It's not easy. You know, I wish I could say it would be easy. But, you know, folks, I'm speaking for myself. A lot of times in my life, you know what? It's not. But unfortunately, my friends, many times that we do face life in general, it does not go the way we want it. And yes, it would be nice if we had Jesus sitting right next to us and tell us, look, I got it. It's okay. And yet in the Bible, he does in fact tell us it is okay. I got you covered. While it's simple to forget that God is with us through hard times and that where scriptures comes in our lives, all throughout his words, he gives us assurances that he is there to help and remind us that whoever is a child of God, he or she is protected and covered. Throughout scriptures, it reminds us of this. We are covered and we are protected. But sometimes we feel like, you know, we're not. Sometimes we feel like everything's just coming down around us. Sometimes it just seems like, you know, nothing is going right. But friends, the word of God is very clear. He will never forsake you, nor will he ever leave you. But as I sat and I stared at the wording on the screen when I was writing this message, and I was thinking about what I have said or will say, and I thought, is all that we are doing, is it all in vain? Now, I don't know if you want to be brutally honest with yourselves, but, you know, I'm speaking for me. I will admit to you, sometimes I do ask, Lord, is all of this in vain? And the reason why I do that sometimes, I think, you know, we can relate to this if we're honest, because we face so much difficulties in life. You know, I always thought when I first came to Jesus, you know, hey, everything was going to be okay. Everything was going to be hunky-dory. There was going to be no problems. Easy cruising. But far be it, it does not happen that way, and today it's still not happening that way. But as I said this morning, the end results is worth it. So to me, I ask the question, is all this in vain? To me, I will have to say no. So I sat here when I wrote this, and I prayed, and I listened to music, and I do a lot of things, you know, to see which passages I'm led to in order to start this message off. And this was the one that came to me, and I was led to this passage we're about to read. So Lisa, if she's still hearing me, she will post the scriptures for you. If you don't see it, then if you got your Bibles, then we're going to Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. And look what it says. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, Father, it's the first time we kicked this off in a long, long time and we've been absent. It kind of looked bleak for a while that some people were just not coming to these chats no more. And I know we wasn't trying to build numbers and we wasn't trying to point this thing to us. We wasn't trying to make it nothing of us. And yes, I committed myself to pastoring your church and I'm still committed to serving you no matter wherever you may send me. Father, I will still serve you faithfully. And Right now, we're going to serve this because we have new people joining. It's good to see new faces. It's good to fellowship with brothers and sisters. It's good to gather in a place like this so we can talk about the Lord. So I ask of you right now, those who are here who can hear this, bless them, be with them, strengthen them, encourage them, and let them know, look, I know it may be difficult. I know it may be hard. But you know what? I got you covered. And just fight the good fight of faith and be with me. So I ask of you to bless each individual here today. Those who will listen to this lesson later, I do record it audio and I will post it later on. So again, I'm hoping we can get back on track with this ministry again. You know, we've been blessed and blessed more than we can even count. So I thank you for your love. I thank you for what you've done for us on the cross. I thank you for giving us the gratitude. You know, as I was listening to the song again, you know, it really made me realize, you know, I don't give you the gratitude I should. And I need to work on that. So thank you again for being with us. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I titled this message, Our Hope Is Not in Vain. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the midst of the battles we all face, or the ones we are facing, the good news here today that the Bible is also a huge source of comfort for Christians. The Bible is a huge source of comfort for Christians. In the chaos of life, it is easy to shift our focus to our circumstances. It's very easy for us to do that. We always, a lot of times when we're dealing with circumstances or whatever it may be, we always tend to focus on that circumstance, and we never really step out on faith to truly trust Him. Hey, I'm guilty of it myself. I do that a lot. A lot of times when things is going on in my life, you know, I'm always throwing a little pity party. I'm always focusing on things that's going on. But I never step back and, you know, show my gratitude and said, Lord, you got this. You got this. But see, what I love about the Word of God, my friends, the Scriptures always reframes our perspective by reminding us who God is. Always. It reminds us of who God is. So I'm here today, this morning, to tell you, my friends, our hope is not in vain. And because of this, there are three things we're going to learn about why our hope is not in vain. The first thing we need to understand and learn. You ready for this? Trouble makes us cling to hope. Trouble makes us cling to hope. Why did I say this? Well, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says this. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. For he who promised is faithful. And even though the Bible doesn't answer your specific why questions, we always wonder why. Why it doesn't answer my specific why questions? And you know, the Bible don't answer it. The kind of questions that every sufferer asks, it does unveil why God allows hardship into the lives of His children. You see, my friends, when we ask those why questions, sometimes we ask it the wrong way. But a lot of times when we go through things in life, it does unveil why God allows hardships in our lives. And one thing we need to know, my dear friends, there is a tremendous comfort in the purpose of God that is revealed through Scriptures. Let me repeat this. There is a great comfort, a tremendous comfort, and the purpose of God that is revealed through His Scriptures. God lovingly clues us into the purpose so that in the middle of our circumstances, we have reason to hope. And no place in Scriptures treats the fact of our suffering with shock. Now, a lot of people, a lot of times when they go through things, they get shocked. You know, I didn't expect it. I didn't wonder that. Well, what's going on? You know, folks, look, if we study the words carefully, and look, I get shocked. And I honestly do when things hit me, you know. But I'm still working on it, okay? I'm still working on it. But the Scriptures does tells us we should not really be in shock when we encounter difficulties in our lives. Because there's no place in the Bible that treats the fact that our suffering comes with shock. Nowhere. No surprise. No frustration. No dismay. All throughout Scriptures, we are really told, and actually told by Jesus, these things will come. Jesus says, be of good cheer, but in this world you shall have tribulation. That passage right there ought to scream right at you and tell you, okay, you know what? According to what Jesus went through, I'm going through because I'm making a statement that I am going to follow Him. I am going to stand with Him. I am going to be separated from others. So therefore, I am going to be treated differently from others. Those who hated Jesus also will hate me. So it should not come to a shock to you whenever we do encounter things. And sometimes the things that we are encountering in this life, my friends, you have to understand this is a sin-sick world. The world is groaning. The world is in birthing pains. The world is suffering. We are not to be part of the world, but we are in the world. But because of the world, because of the sins of creation, and we're also a created being, we are suffering right along of what's going on. And things will happen. See, rather, everyday living is presented to us as normal experiences of everyone living between the fall of Adam and Eve and the future coming of Christ. God hasn't failed you, my friends. God hasn't failed His plans. God hasn't let you down. And you have not been abandoned. You're never abandoned. You're never forsaken. God is with you always. It may seem like that. The enemy may throw those things in your face. He might be trying to tell you, you know what? Give up on Him. He's not helping you. He's not listening to you. He's not doing nothing for you. He is going to rip you down. He is going to do this. He's going to make you very unhappy. Quit listening to those lies because, again, my friends, these things will happen, but rejoice because we've been given a place in eternal heaven. We win. The second reason why our hope is not in vain. And I love this one. God consoles us in our sufferings we face in life. God consoles us in our sufferings we face in life. Again, I back these things up with Scriptures. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Look at it carefully. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us. Here we go. Who comforts us. You like this? In all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are confronted by God. Do you see everything going on here, folks? Look, we are comforted by God. We should comfort others, and that's why we fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ, especially in a room like this. and we ourselves are comforted by God. God is with us. God dwells in you. He will never forsake you. He's always with you. And bottom line here, my dear friends, God's plans for us are much bigger than we are going through at this moment in life. Whatever we're dealing with in life, look, folks, that is a minute plan, very small. God's plans are bigger, bigger than we can ever imagine. Remember, folks, we are eternal beings, so we must look at things with eternal eyes. That's how we should be looking at things. We find comfort in God whenever we acknowledge and believe that whatever He says about our sufferings, other words, it leads to His future glory. God wants us. This is the facts. God wants us to be the source of comfort. Didn't you know that? God wants to be our source of comfort. He wants us to be in comfort, but you know what? God wants Him to be the source of our comfort. It should comfort you to know you are a child of God. You should know that. He's given us the Holy Spirit inside of us to be our comforter. The Bible is very clear on that. And He marks us as a child of God. He says, "You are mine." We can be secured in God's love for us since He has sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise as His children. See, folks, once you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, that seal cannot be broken. You don't have the power to break that seal. It can never be undone. God's not an Indian giver once He gives it to you, but you must be in a sincere heart to say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I'm heading to hell. I repent of my sins and I ask of you to come into my life." And if you do that with a sincere heart and believe in the word of God, my friends, you are sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. He has sealed you forever, forever. And we are comforted by this and knowing that at the same time that God sent Jesus Christ for us, while we were still sinners, is now the same God who watches over each and every one of us. And in knowing this, we are comforted because we know that we have a personal relationship with the one who is in control of your storms. Let that sink in. The third reason why our hope is not in vain, and most important to know, the third reason why our hope is not in vain, and the third reason, and very important to know. Are you ready? I love this. Troubles always does not last. Wow. Troubles does not always last. If that be the case, we all be in trouble every day, day in and day out. Yes, we do go through periods of troubles. We go through periods of hard time. We go through periods where our faith is tested. But if we rely on a source, God Himself, just like Jesus did when the disciples were in the boat, when He calmed that storm, He can do the same for you. And yes, there will be difficult times we face in life. And during those times when nothing makes sense to us, we sometimes feel like, "Well, God's so far away, so why is this happening? God is distance." And the truth of the matter here, my friends, is not for us to understand why these things happen as they do, but for us to trust God when we are going through them. This is what we need to understand. We don't need to, you know, try to understand why these things have happened to us. We just need to trust in Him to go through those things. And by going through them, it strengthens us. It makes us stronger. It draws us closer to Him. And it helps us understand from whenever we face the next battle or the storms in our lives. That's what it does. That's how we grow. My brother I was talking to this morning, Distant, he says he's been born again and saved for the last 44 years. Wow. Got one up on me. I've only been at it for 19 years, and I still struggle. I still have difficulty. Even as a pastor, and I'm supposed to have all the answers for you, and I still have difficulties in my life? No, folks. We need to trust God will see us through whatever it may be. Again, we win. We are going to live forever. Glorified body, everything made new. All tears wiped away. All the aches and pains and everything else you've got, folks, you got to understand this. You know, we're here just temporarily. Yeah, you know, I like to hang around here until hopefully I can make it about 90-something years old. But I hope I ain't got to do it on a walker and everything else where I can barely stand up. But, you know, hey, I like to kind of hang out for a little while, but that's not my choice. I have to trust him. But I want you to understand that God does hear the prayers of the righteousness. He hears every prayer. We kind of hit on that last night. He sees every tear that you ever cried. He knows when our hearts are troubled, and he knows when our hearts are hurting. Why? How do I know this? As I just said, he is in you. So he knows what's going on. He knows every thought. He knows whatever you're dealing with. And he's here to tell you, I will help you go through those things. I will help you. And he does, in fact, my friends, in the midst of all the stuff that we face, he does promise to us, you and I will make it all better. God says that throughout Scriptures. He's going to make it better. In the end, it will be better. Why do I say this again? According to what Scripture says, he offers us these words to draw from in John chapter 14, verse 1. See, folks, the Scriptures is your answers. Not me, not what I tell you. Everything according to the Word of God. And John chapter 14, verse 1 says this: Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me. He's telling us, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe. And yes, life can weigh us down. Life can tear us apart. Life can really be hard on us at times in the way we live. But friends, Jesus tells us, in fact, not to worry. You remember the passage where he said about the little birds flying around? Do you ever see birds sitting in a tree worrying, where I'm going to eat? Where I'm going to get some food? Where I'm going to get some bird seed? Where I'm going to get some water? Do you ever see birds so stressed out and worrying about where they're going to eat or sleep? You ain't going to find a stressed out bird nowhere. Maybe unless he's getting shot at or something, but I don't know. But see, that's why he's telling us, don't be stressed out. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. God knows what we are going through. God knows everything. Nothing is hidden from him. Cast all your cares upon him, and he will give you rest. Yeah, some of them were worried about toilet paper. Who knows? Could be. But see, folks, just like the birds, God will give you rest. And I want you to know, friends, look, storms will come and rain will flow like a river, but it will not last forever. It will not last forever. God has not forgotten you. It is not the end. God is the same today. He is the same yesterday. And he is the same forever. God never changes. God never changes. God promised never to leave us or forsake us. My friends, those of you today and those who listen to the audio, I don't know if anybody's been listening to the audios lately, you're not alone. You're not alone. And whenever we go through, or whatever we go through, or however difficult it may be, He will bring us through it. Y'all should know the song, Through It All. I like to listen to that song a lot too. Through It All. God will bring us through it. So in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. My words of encouragement to you today, and you know, those who listen to this audio, my words of encouragement to you today is this. Our hope should never be in vain. Why? Here's the best reason of all. Your hope, my hope, our hope is rooted in the grace of God. Your hope is rooted in the grace of God. Whew. Wow. It is based on the grace of God. And if God was not a gracious God, we would have no hope. We would not have no hope. And yes, we could cross our fingers. We could have strong desires and wishes. We could even perhaps decide by sheer dint of willpower to be positive thinkers and thus make the best of our belief in uncertain lives. But there can be no talk of moral certainty about good things in the future. There could be no confident expectation that all things will work out in a wonderful, happy way for us. It will never work out like that. I wish it would. I wish it would. But the fact of the matter is today, my friends, the fact of the matter today is the foundation of that confidence. And this is where our foundation is based upon, the confidence of God's words that God will do what God says He's going to do. And that confidence that we have, that you and I cling to, is biblical hope. Biblical hope. Your hope is not in vain. And folks, this is the grace of God. So don't let the weight of your troubles crush your spirit to a point where you want to give up. Don't let that weight crush your spirit like that. God is faithful. It's not over until God says it's going to be over. It's not over until He says it's going to be over. Yes, you may fall down. You may stub your toe. You may stumble. You may do a lot of things in life, but it's not going to be over until God says it's going to be over. And yes, life experiences throws us setbacks or even hard times of testing. If you're like me, I don't like to be tested. I really don't. Oh, Lord, I don't. Man. But they happen. We go through them. But one thing I can tell you for certain, God will raise you up. God will raise you up. What doesn't kill you will make you stronger. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, stay in the faith. Fight a good fight of the faith. Endure it to the very end. That's what Paul tells us to do. And the reason why I'm telling you this right now, you and I are still standing. Would you agree? We're still standing. Yeah, you might be sitting down right now, but you get what I'm saying. We're all still standing. God is a just God. We are the righteousness of God. And know this, Here's why I'm going to tell you, and most of all, why your hope is not in vain. You wanted to know the final answer, like a Jeopardy thing? Know this. The enemy himself has already been defeated. You want to know? Go to the end of the Bible. We win. Stand firm in your faith. Stand firm in your faith. Nothing can defeat God's purpose for us. Repeat that to yourself. Nothing can defeat God's purpose for us. Amen. Let's pray.